Welcome to Science Teaching Tips. This is a podcast by and for science teachers, created through the Exploratorium's Teacher Institute. I'm your host, Stephanie Chasteen. Each episode, I try to bring you some good ideas to use in your science classroom, like hands-on activities, teaching tips, science stories, and more. Today we're joined by Exploratorium Senior Staff Scientist
Paul Doherty.
And Paul's got a colorful explanation for us today.
It's about the colors of the rainbow, or the colors of the spectrum of light. So you've probably learned in school the mnemonic to remember the names of the colors of the rainbow, Stephanie.
Roy G. Biv, you mean?
Roy G. Biv, Mr. Roy G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, Roy G. Biv. And they were named by a famous scientist. Isaac Newton named those seven colors. It's interesting, in his notes, he starts off with five colors. Red, yellow, green, blue, violet. And later on, he adds the orange and the indigo. So why would he do that? Well, Isaac Newton published more writings about mysticism and interpretations of the Bible than he did about physics. But the physics writings have changed the world, and the mystic writings didn't. But in mysticism, the number seven is really important. And in addition, there are seven notes in the musical scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. So Isaac thought there should be seven colors in the spectrum. So he just inserted colors until he got the appropriate seven. And so now we have this red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. But in today's world, we use different combinations of colors. On your television set, all the colors that you see on the television or on your computer screen are made from three primary colors of light. In the television, electrons, which are colorless, hit something called a phosphor and cause the phosphor to give off light. And the colors of the phosphor on your television are red, green, and blue. They're called RGB monitors. So those are three colors that Newton got. So red, green, and blue are really important colors in the spectrum. And the reason we use those is that by combining red and green and blue, you can make the largest number of other colors. So they're called the primary colors for light. You can't make every color with them. You can't make violet by mixing red, green, and blue. But if you chose red, green, and violet, there would be many more colors you couldn't make. So we named the primaries red, green, and blue because they give you the largest variety. And then artists, they paint with pigments. And pigments, unlike light, suck up light, absorb light, turn it into heat. When you shine white light at a red pigment, it turns the green and the blue into heat and reflects the red. Well, we've also discovered that there are three colors of pigment. And these three colors of pigment can be combined to give the greatest range of mixtures. And those pigments are now called magenta, kind of a reddish blue, cyan, a greenish blue, and yellow. So the primary colors of the artist's pigment collection are magenta, cyan, and yellow. And so when we do printing, like a laser printer, color printer, or an inkjet printer, they're CMYK printers. Cyan, magenta, yellow, and K?
K? What's that, Krypton?
Black. You see, we'd already used B for blue, so they used the last letter instead of the first. And if you mix cyan, magenta, and yellow, you get kind of a muddy brown, and they wanted really good blacks, so they added black into the mix. So I think it's time to revise Newton's color names. The next time you see a rainbow, or the next time you take a prism and make a spectrum of light, or bounce some white light off of a compact disc player, is look at the colors that you see. And I think you'll see the same thing that Thomas Young saw quite a bit after Newton. You'll see a large band of red, a large band of green, and a large band of blue that fades out into violet. And between these broad bands of red and green and blue, there'll be narrow bands of yellow and cyan. So that's really the spectrum that we see. Red, yellow, green, cyan, blue, fading into violet. That's the true spectrum. So take a look and see what you see. And when Thomas Young saw that pattern, he said, that pattern occurs because in the eye there are three different receptors for light. We now know there are three different chemicals in the eyes of most people that detect color. One that's most sensitive to red, one that's most sensitive to green, and one that's most sensitive to blue-violet. Thomas Young just figured that out by looking at the spectrum, which is an amazing thing. And it wasn't confirmed until the 20th century when we could do chemistry and find out the chemicals that were present in the retina. That's an amazing feat for someone in 1800 to do that. And it shows just how clever those early scientists were to figure things out before they could do the experiment to prove them.
And if you want to investigate the colors of light on your own, go to exploratorium.edu/snacks and look for colored shadows. Hey, if you like that, come on back for more. You can find more of our podcasts, as well as information on our teacher programs, on our website at www.exploratorium.edu/TI. We are supported by the National Science Foundation's Internships in Public Science Education. Today's show was produced by Stephanie Chastine. That's me. Music is licensed under the Creative Commons. You've heard Everything's Going to Be All Right by Jacques Grant and Rewired.